The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for the 12th of May, 2022 will come to order. First, let me say that today is the first day that we're having members of the public in the hearing room, which is a very exciting development. So welcome. I won't ask the camera to pan around the room. The first item on our agenda is an initial determination on eligibility to receive primary election public funds. This matter will be held in the next open meeting of the commission, which brings us to audit division recommendation concerning the Association for Emergency Responders and Firefighters PAC. Ms. Patius for the audit division.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, commissioners. Before you is the audit division recommendation memorandum, ADRM, on the Association for Emergency Responders and Firefighters PAC, which was submitted to the commission for consideration on March 3rd, 2022. The ADRM provides the audit staff's recommendations for the following findings outlined in the draft final audit report, DFAR. Finding one, increased activity corrected. And finding two, record keeping for disbursements and use of designated depository. And we're happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I should state for the public and for the record that the vice chair is unavoidably absent today, but will be permitted to enter votes today on any matters on which we reach votes. Colleagues, any questions for the audit division? Are there any motions? Commissioner Weicker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you please elaborate on the need for finding two?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The finding two highlights the fact that audit staff was unable to verify the accuracy of the reports because the supporting documentation provided by this committee did not elaborate what we've seen in the committee's bank statements. And that's all we're conveying in this finding.
Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Patius, could you tell me about the receipts? Thank you. The receipts of this committee, how much funds did we note in this report?
Yes, thank you. So during the audited years, 2017 and 2018, this particular committee raised $3,132,000 and reported, accurately so, no independent expenditure during that period.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Weintraub?
Following up on that question, so if they raised $3 million and they didn't spend it on independent expenditures, do we know what they did spend it on?
According to the reports, the committee spent the raised funds on operating expenditures, vendors, communications.
Were there communications other than independent expenditures?
Yes, ma'am. Fundraising mainly, yes.
Fundraising, okay. So they raised $3 million. They spent money raising the $3 million and they did not spend any of it advocating for candidates or against candidates.
That is correct.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Any further questions for the audit division or discussion? Are there any motions? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the audit division recommendation memorandum on the Association for Emergency Responders and Firefighters PAC, A19-21, I move approval of the staff recommendations.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. The motion fails with two in favor, Commissioner Weintraub and Commissioner Broussard. 3 opposed, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself, and the Vice Chair unavoidably absent. Are there additional motions? Commissioner Traynor.
In Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Association of Emergency Responders and Firefighters PAC, A19-21, I move that the Commission approve finding 1 increased activity corrected.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any discussion of the motion? Commissioner Weintraub?
Yes, my question for my colleagues is, what is the nature of your objection to finding 2?
I think it's in the middle of the camera now. You're good. I think we're set, Steve. I'm going to hang up.
Welcome, Mr. Vice Chair.
If I could, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Traynor.
So, Commissioner Weintraub, I think what we heard is that that there's no allegation that there was anything wrong with what was done here. It's just that the documentation that they have didn't lead to the audit division being able to draw a conclusion, but there's really nothing in the record that shows that there's anything that needs to be done or that wasn't done, other than audit wasn't able to draw a conclusion that they were looking for.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think to add, I agree with what Commissioner Traynor just said. I guess I would add that the finding, in my opinion, doesn't adequately explain why the supporting documents that the committee did provide in response to the DFAR, including QuickBooks records and vendor bank statements, don't sufficiently and verifiably substantiate the payments. So in my view, I just have a disagreement with the audit division about whether the documentation that they did provide is sufficient supporting documentation to substantiate the fact that the payments took place.
Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask the staff to respond to that, please.
Mr. Chairman, audit uses committee's bank statements as the most reputable third-party independent source. And in this particular instance, the committee produced its bank statements that contain payees and amounts that we just couldn't trace to the QuickBooks and any other documentation the committee provided. We eventually asked committee very specific documentation so that we can verify that, but we couldn't. Specific payees that appeared on the committee's bank statements were not in the committee's supporting documentation and amounts. So that alone disallows us to verify that the reports, FEC reports, are accurate. There was a disconnect between the information we saw in the bank statement, committee's bank statements, and the supporting documentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Patience, if you could also explain to us some of the information that was provided. We received vendor forms that show, I'm a little confused at how this committee was able to provide us as alleged proof of their making these payments, information from the vendors themselves, invoices or redacted invoices. If you could explain that for us.
Yes. So in this instance, we received the committee produced first the bank statements of its vendors. They were redacted. It's unusual to see this type of documentation. And also we received a statements that were produced by the vendors themselves, affirming the billing amounts and the paid amounts. However, again, these amounts did not correspond with the committee's bank statements. That was our main issue, as hard as we tried.
Colleagues, further discussion? Mr. Vice Chair, there's currently a motion on the table to approve Audit Division Recommendation 1 made by Commissioner Traynor. A previous motion to adopt the entirety of the report was rejected with 2/3 in favor, 3 against, and no vote to be recorded later.
Thank you for the information.
Of course. Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, if none of my colleagues are persuaded by audit's presentation, I will support the finding, which is the one finding, even though I think we should have a report with both findings in it. And it's my understanding that under Directive 70, the discussion of finding 2 will move to the additional issues section of the report. So it will still be there for the public to see. It just won't have been adopted by a majority vote of the commission.
Also my understanding, Commissioner. Any further discussion? All in favor of Commissioner Traynor's motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Are there additional motions? Seeing none, thank you very much to the staff for the presentation and the hard work on this audit. Let us move to the third matter on our agenda, the Audit Vision Recommendation Memorandum on the U.S. Veterans Assistance Foundation PAC, Alpha 19-06. Ms. Grant, welcome. You're muted. I do it all the time.
Sorry. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum, ADRM, on the U.S. Veterans Assistance Foundation PAC, which was submitted to the Commission for consideration on March 23, 2022. The ADRM provides the audit staff's recommendations for the following findings outlined in the draft final audit report. Finding 1, the statement of financial activity. Finding 2, increased activity. Finding 3, disclosure of occupation and name of employer. Finding 4, disclosure of disbursements. Finding 5, record keeping for disbursements and use of designated depository. Finding 6, failure to file 24-48-hour reports. We are available to answer your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions for the Audit Division? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Ms. Grant. Could you please elaborate on the information underlying findings 4 and 5?
Okay. And finding 4, the committee was not using their contemporaneous address on the reports, and they amended the reports to provide the contemporary address. And also they added their adequate purposes. We questioned some purposes that were not adequate, and now they've been amended to correct the public record and disclose adequate addresses for several entries. As far as finding 5, record keeping for disbursements and use of designated depository, the committee failed to provide information to explain why on the bank statements there is one amount, the same amount, over $5 million spent on disbursements in 53 transactions, yet in the report there are 147 transactions. So the transactions between the bank statements to U.S. Vet Assist Found do not correspond with the reports of the vendors.
Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Going back to finding 4, the simpler of these two findings, would it be consistent with all of our prior audits to have a finding in this situation based on the timing of when they amended their reports?
Susanna.
I'll be happy to answer the question. Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. We believe it would be consistent with our practices, because all of these amendments, satisfactory amendments, were done in response to the audit. So we prompted the actual disclosure. So we believe that the finding belongs in the report.
Ms. Weintraub.
Thank you. And could you explain a little bit more about the U.S. Vet Assist Found vendor that's described on the bank statement? That's rather unusual.
Yes, it did not disclose the vendor's names as the ones receiving the funds. It just, every one of the statements would say U.S. Vet Assist Found. Susanna, do you want to elaborate any further?
Yes, and that's true. This is an analogical situation to the previous committee we just discussed. Again, we're seeing a paid vendor on the committee's bank statements that does not appear anywhere in the committee's supporting documentation or reports. So running to the same disconnect as with the first committee, as far as the name and as far as the amounts.
And do we have any more information about what this U.S. Vet Assist Found is or who's behind it?
We inquired and we were told that it was payment to the vendors. We acknowledged, however, sought more documentation so that we can ascertain that the money was accurately disbursed to the reported vendors. However, we did not receive that documentation.
So since we are theoretically the follow the money agency, was it possible to follow the money in this case?
That's precisely it. We couldn't.
Ms. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So again, I will turn to my colleagues. I understand that there is some reluctance to approve these two findings, and I would appreciate whatever explanation my colleagues can provide.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Trainer.
Thank you. With regard to finding four, my feeling of what an audit should be is that the audit division comes in, identifies problems, and to the fact that we can have the records corrected, that the public can properly know what's happening, and to the extent that we have a right to know what they're doing, I think that's what's happened in finding number four. They had inadequate purposes, they had an incorrect address. Those things have been corrected, and therefore I don't think that there is a reason for the commission to be dinged. And more importantly, this information is still going to continue in the report, even if we don't approve it. So the public will have an appropriate notice that those things didn't happen up front, but that they have been, in fact, been corrected. With regard to finding five, again, it's the same disagreement we had on the previous one as to whether or not the PAC itself needs to prove the negative to the audit division with what they did. I mean, here you have 54 different transactions and 147 transactions being reported to the commission. In my opinion, that's a detailed report to the commission and a detailed information that's been given to the public. And there has been compliance by the PAC in this particular case. So I don't think it's something that they need to be dinged for just because they can't prove to the satisfaction of our auditors what's gone on. There's nothing to show that there was anything nefarious going on that needs any further investigation.
Of course, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's the point, in finding number four, we're talking about an estimate of $5.3 million in disbursement of the disclosure of disbursements that the committee failed to timely perform and then correct. I see you leaning forward. Let me bring this mic closer.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Sure, of course. And for the second one, I have some concerns about the kind of conclusion that there's nothing nefarious because we have a U.S. Vet Assist Found when that is not the name of the organization that's before us. And furthermore, when we were asked to clarify some of these deposits and some of the spending, all they were able to manage to give us was a QuickBooks report and statement, and again, redacted vendor bank statements. How this committee is able to obtain the redacted vendor bank statements so that they can prove what's being, that they actually paid it, is kind of, I think those audits should be allowed to dig into this information. It doesn't, it's follow the money, essentially.
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Mr. Trainer.
Commissioner Broussard, I really don't think it's our position to go dig into what the redacted vendors invoices that are coming in. I think it shows great cooperation with the audit division for the PAC to actually go to their vendors to get invoices, to talk with those vendors about what they can and can't share with the commission related to that, then to redact them and turn them over. I think that shows an enormous amount of cooperation with us and provision of information to help clarify the questions that the audit division has. We don't have any jurisdiction over those particular vendors with regard to the information that's been redacted. Maybe it's proprietary, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's cost information. I don't know what it might be that's there, but you know, there's nothing to show that there's nefarious activity that we need to somehow or another pierce that particular veil that I don't think we have jurisdiction over.
Any additional questions for the audit division or discussion amongst yourselves? Any motions?
I have a question.
Of course, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you. I guess I'm curious to know when we see nefarious, we say it's not nefarious conduct, but if it's conduct that clearly is wrong or incorrect, and it's and of that size, don't we have some obligation to, within the power of our entity, to look into that, when whether we transfer it to a different part of the agency or not? But it seems to me we can't just let it go without learning more about it. So I'm just going to ask, I guess, audit to see if they have any suggestions on where we might go with this.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. We in audit have obligation to refrain from speculating. We can't speculate. We only provide the commission with the facts. We are telling the commission with this particular finding that the committees, both of them, did not have their own bank statements to support what they're reporting. What we're saying is we don't have the records to verify that the public record is accurate. That's all we're saying. We're asking the committee to provide more records, to provide records to substantiate the FEC reports. That's audit standpoint.
Does audit have the ability to subpoena the documents or subpoena any documents that relate to them so that you've got some sort of a representation under oath?
That would be questioned for our colleagues in the Office of General Counsel, Mr. Vice Chair.
Okay, so if we were to look into that, we would ask the Vice Chair, not the Vice Chair, but to the some of the part of the agency. So whenever you see a potential wrongdoing, is that pretty much what you send? I mean, how far do you go when you see transactions that raise serious questions, but you can't reach them with accuracy?
With this particular finding, again, we were hoping for approval of the record keeping issue and potential referral to the Office of General Counsel for further action, depending. Okay. But from our standpoint, we can only hope for approval of this finding. That's as far as we can take it.
Ms. Brown?
Is that finding
basically,
I apologize, go ahead.
I apologize, Mr. Chairman. I was just going to follow up on what Ms. Patience was saying to your question, Mr. Vice Chair, about what it is that we do as it relates to findings when we don't have all of the information that we need essentially what we do is we work within the parameters of the information that's before us. And in this particular case, that resulted in our recommendation before the commission for a record keeping finding, given that we were not able to match amounts in payees from the committee's documentation to what was disclosed on their report. So in this particular instance, it presented itself in a record keeping finding. There are instances where when we don't have records that we will pursue subpoena requests via course commission approval. However, in this case, what we have before us is a record keeping finding.
And in a given case like that, could you still make a recommendation to send the matter to the OGC?
Ms. Brown. Did Anne recognized?
As far as recommendation, Mr. Vice Chair, we are consistent with our previous recommendations for this type of finding. We keep encouraging the committees to provide the records, and we're pretty much consistently recommending the same thing for this committees as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a question for audit. The request for bank statements, is this an unusual request?
Thank you, Commissioner. Audit has not requested bank statements per se, other than the committee's bank statements. So when we are lacking the supporting documentation to verify the reports, we ask the committees for anything they have to produce. Vendor statements, vendor bank statements are rarely seen, as was in these two cases.
Do you recall the specifics of these vendor statements? What type of services were provided with these?
I'm sorry, I'm having some audio issues.
I think it's me. So do you recall on those vendor statements that we received, were there any common actors in between these statements? Was it all fundraising? Was it all consulting? Did the names match in any way? Was there anything similar about those?
They were, these two committees shared the same treasurer and officers. While the majority of the information on the vendor bank statements was redacted, we did see money flowing between the committees and some other committees. Related. There appeared to be similarities in vendor addresses. And the very appearance of the vendors' invoices that the committee produced was the same, with a very short description of the services, which again is highly unusual in our audit world because vendors usually do not share locations, banks, and things like that. However, we did review the documentation provided and concluded that we do not have sufficient information to tell the commission that the public record is accurate.
Colleagues? Any motions?
Thank you.
Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the U.S. Veterans Assistance Foundation PAC A19-06, I move approval of all of the recommended findings.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No.
No. The motion fails with 3 in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Broussard, and Commissioner Weintraub, and 3 opposed, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself. Are there further motions? Commissioner Traynor?
In Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the U.S. Veterans Assistance Foundation PAC A19-06, I move that the Commission approve findings: 1, misstatement of financial activity; 2, increased activity; 3, disclosure of occupation and name of employer; and 6, failure to file 24 48-hour reports.
And again, my understanding is that this would move findings 4 and 5 to the additional issues section of the audit.
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. The motion's carried unanimously. Anything further? Mr. Pugh, are you filling in? Yes. Mr. Acting Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss?
There are no such matters, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We are adjourned.